Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Rod Rustin, CEO and President of North America Energy Partners. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is NOA. And the company provides a range of heavy construction and mining, piling and pipeline installation services to customers in the Canadian oil sands, mineral mining, commercial and public construction, and conventional oil and gas markets. Thanks for joining us today, Rod.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here again.
Great. Now, thanks for the update. Now, getting right back into it, start off by giving us some of the highlights of your and the drivers behind your quarterly results.
Well, we were pleased to announce what we believe is a fairly solid quarter, given the fact that the world has changed somewhat since we talked last time. Certainly, the downturn in construction activity in the oil sands did affect our revenues. However, even with the loss of those revenues, what we did establish was that our very fundamental, strong, recurring revenue base was able to maintain our business in very good shape and still result in good earnings, and in particular helped us build a very strong cash position.
Great. So yeah, talk about some of the the company's key products and services, and you know where we may be able to find them.
Our biggest division, of course, is our heavy construction and mining division, and with that division, we're on every major oil-producing site up in Fort McMurray, providing services of heavy earth moving, large construction projects, and the sort of recurring revenue type work that not only the oil sands mines, but in fact any mine needs to keep itself operational. The important thing about the oil sands mines in Alberta is that even in a low oil price, these mines will keep functioning and will keep operating at maximum capacity. And while they're operating at maximum capacity, the demand for our services remains high.
Well, great.
The second area, of course, is our piling division. And out of all of our areas, that's the one that's been hit the hardest because it's 100% focused on construction. However, what we have seen is a good opportunity to expand, in fact. And we've put new offices over on the eastern side of Canada in Toronto, where we see good access to the infrastructure market. And then finally, our pipeline division, which is doing very well, having secured a number of smaller jobs recently, and in fact a good recurring revenue job with TransCanada doing inspection of TransCanada pipelines across the north here in Canada. So all in all, I think we're in good shape.
Definitely. And so identify some of the trends right now in your market and talk about how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Certainly a very clear downward trend in construction activity. We've seen that. We're seeing a lot of bidding going on and organizations looking for budgeting and costing and evaluating projects. But in a lot of cases, the bids aren't being let, and they're still being held by the customer. I think what that's telling us is there's a lot of work out there. It's a case of timing, and our potential customers are looking to when is the best time to proceed. In the recurring revenue area, that is our mining and the sort of work we do of building roads within the mines and supplying equipment to allow to assist the mining projects continue to remove ore and overburden, very, very strong. Even when oil prices went down to $30, that part of our business kept operating at a very high level of activity. And I see that going forward. The other thing that I do see is that the boom in the oil sands, the gold rush mentality of the past, I think it's probably gone, and we'll see a steadier approach going forward to construction of new projects in that area.
Definitely. And now you also you signed you might have mentioned it, but you have a new 3-year contract with Shell Canada.
Yes, we do. And very pleased with that. That resulted from some long discussions with Shell, really, really determining, well, how can they help us and how can we help them? So that we're working a lot more as a partnership now, and a little less as an owner and a contractor. What we wanted to do was be able to understand their vision and their direction so that we could supply them in the best way we possibly could. And that contract is helping us do that.
Great. And what are some of the factors that makes, who are some of your competitors, and what are some of the factors that makes North America Energy Partners unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Oh, yes, we have some very good competitors and quite strong. Klemke, for example, is a very strong and capable competitor in the certainly in the heavier truck side of our oil sands business. The type of work that we do up there is such where the key issues outside being able to execute are making sure that you run a very safe operation. All of our customers are very focused on safety, very focused on our ability to work within the environmental requirements of the area and be very sensitive to the environmental requirements. And North American is very, very capable in those areas, as is Klemke, I've got to say. So, you've got two strong players up there, and there's nothing wrong with having a couple of good, strong players in the area that can that do compete, because it does keep us all on our toes and heads us all in the right direction.
Definitely. And so perhaps walk us through your background and experience, Rod, as well as that of the key management at NOA.
Yes, I'm a mining engineer by background with a business degree as well. I did 26 years in the coal industry with open cut and underground mines, and then I moved into the titanium dioxide business, mining titanium and processing the titanium to convert it to pigment. Built a large titanium furnace in KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa, and that was a very pleasing achievement in my career, I must say. It was quite exciting. The rest of the management team are a spread of a very, very capable CFO who just happens to be Zimbabwean by background, but's been in Canada for 16 years now. Very, very capable engineers in our operations and our supply role, with those two being from, with a background in the oil sands, one of them actually having a background with Shell. The rest of the team, our business development guy, actually is an accountant by trade, but has extensive experience in the contracting business and extensive knowledge of our customers, and a very capable supplier of services to the executive team. And then finally, of course, our human resources guy, actually from the brewing industry and prior to that from the car industry, but very, very capable guy with a long time background in human resources and in labour relations in Canada. We've got a very, very strong team here, and I've got to say we're backed by a very strong board as well.
Good, and sure sounds that way. And what are some of the goals that the team has for the company here over the next 12 months?
Okay, well, that's a very good question, because some of the goals of 2 years ago, which was very focused on growth and retention of market share or gaining market share, etc. The same growth is not going to be there. We recognise that. And so our focus is on excellence in execution. There's no doubt that the competitive environment is stronger than it was a couple of years ago. So making sure that we execute with absolute excellence, that our safety is second to none, and that we build up and maintain those strong relationships with our customers. That's certainly where we want to be in the oil sands business. We do see some large projects coming up in the future, and we certainly want to be players in that area. We're also looking outside the oil sands. As I said, we've expanded our piling business to Ontario, and we'll be putting our light industrial over there as well. We've picked up some very, very good work in Saskatchewan lately, and we intend to expand over there as well. So we'll still retain our clear focus in the oil sands, but to some extent, a little bit of a balance outside the oil sands as well.
Well, good. And so in terms of some of that future growth, will you look to grow through M&A activity? And if so, what are some of the synergies that you look for?
In fact, the expansion over into Ontario with our piling division was the result of an acquisition. The reason we did it that way, even though we think we probably could have grown from a greenfield site there, securing that acquisition secured some very capable people who joined our organization and brought us instantly with a presence into the marketplace over there, which we would otherwise had to have built up from scratch. So we see that as a very, very worthwhile acquisition. Even though it was very small, it was a geographic strategy that I think is going to work very well for us. Generally speaking, though, we do generate a lot of cash out of our business, and expansion by organic growth is the number one focus, but getting ourselves ready in case that opportunity comes along for a small acquisition is also important to us.
Good answer. And so in terms of investors, what do you believe? Do you believe that your company's investment story and upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Well, obviously, I should say the answer that every CEO probably says that we're not completely understood and appreciated, and I'd like a lot more understanding and a lot more appreciation. But the best way to get that is to perform, and I certainly think that we can demonstrate that performance. One of the things that, even though business has turned down in the last 12 months for us, I think one of the positives that's come out of the downturn that commenced in earnest last October, November, through till now, is that prior to then, there was a definite feeling amongst investors, and certainly immediately after the downturn, a feeling amongst investors that the oil sands ultimately wouldn't be a competitive source of oil. And I think it's been clearly demonstrated over the last 12 months that even with the severe downturn that occurred, the oil sands are here and they're here to stay. They are a very, very viable source of a very valuable natural resource that can be secured as a resource in a very environmentally sensitive and proper fashion, and the company's put a lot of effort into making sure that does happen. And I think what it's shown is that if you look at the revenues we've generated over the last 12 months, that our bottom is certainly not out of existence. Our bottom is quite an established and sound business model that certainly has the capability of producing good profits even in difficult markets that we exist in at the present time.
Certainly. And so once again joining us today is Rod Rustin, CEO and President of North America Energy Partners, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is NOA, currently trading at $6 a share. So before we conclude, Rod, just to rehash everything, what do you think are some of the key reasons that investors should consider NOA as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I certainly think that given our earnings, we're undervalued at the present time. I think if investors look closely at the risk profile of our business as it relates to work and opportunity in the oil sands, they'll see that, in fact, our business is relatively low risk compared with what some people may have considered it was some time ago. And I think that the growth and the returns and the the dominance of our business in the oil sands is one that people should look at very, very closely. It's a great opportunity.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on some of the upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Rod. Always always great to have you on, and good to get the update here on North America Energy Partners.
Well, thank you very much for having me on again. I always enjoy the chat.
Anytime.